These are excellent points, and you're seeing it as an outsider, but sometimes we're so close to something that it's hard to see it. So what should we be looking at in our businesses?
It's so true, because when, you know, when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, just like that example I gave a while back of the before shot in your bathing suit to see your shape before you go to the personal trainer.
Right.
You know, we see it every day in the mirror, so we don't notice it until all of a sudden we see a picture of ourselves in our bathing suit and say, oh my gosh, how did that happen, right? So, they have people, I always say that, they have personal stylist that they'll look at you as a person and they'll say, okay, well, you should fix your hair like this, you should wear this type of color, you should wear this type of style, and they'll help you look your best. I am not that woman. I am not going to help you with your hair or your makeup or your wardrobe, but what I do instead is I'm able to look at businesses and I'm able to pinpoint areas to help you optimize so that you can increase your profits. You know, you increase your sales, your profits, and the result of that is that you have more time to spend with who you love and on what you love. So that's really what I help the businesses do. So let me just go over a few of the areas that we look at and that I help them optimize within their business. The first thing is their marketing. And, this is something that almost every single business owner that comes to me is really struggling with, is that they want more clients. They try things, but they don't necessarily know what works, and they're struggling because the things that they've tried aren't working the way they want. And there's reasons for that, because there's things that it's just like if you were to look at a fashion magazine and try to put on the outfit that you see in the magazine, you don't have the shoes that are right with it or the necklace that's right with it, so it just doesn't match. Same thing with your marketing. There's several things to know about your marketing. The first thing is it should be strategic. And that's why when I sit down with one of my clients and we meet, we meet virtually for the most part, we sit down and we make them a strategic marketing plan. We look at the whole picture, not just one single tactic. We're looking at what is the end result that we want, what are the different strategies, what are the different methods that we can use, but it's all put together so that it all works together so that you get more leverage out of it. The second thing with your marketing is it should be direct response. And this is an example that people, they'll put out marketing pieces and they'll say, well, the marketing didn't work. Well, why didn't it work? Well, first of all, it wasn't strategic. It wasn't aimed at your perfect clients. Second of all, it had no direct response results, which means they were not asking for the prospect to take an action and to give them a deadline to take that action. So this is the difference between, say, what I call Coca-Cola advertising and direct response, is that Coca-Cola just has an ad and has a little polar bear on it and thinks that that's going to make people want to drink Coke. But a direct response ad would give me some reason to call in and buy or take action. You know, come to our website and get a free report is an example, or buy this and you'll get a free gift with purchase. That's a really popular one that the makeup counters do. The third thing is that your marketing should be stacked and tracked. So what I mean by stacked is that it needs to be stacked on top of each other. So by just doing one direct mail piece and expecting to get results, that's not going to work. You need to have a series of direct mail, but then you also need to have it stacked with other layers. So, for example, you might be putting out a direct mail piece, and you might also be putting a thing on your fan page on Facebook, and also doing a Twitter campaign, and doing a call from your sales rep. So what starts to happen is people see you all over the place, and then that makes your marketing all a lot more effective. So you want to stack it so that people are seeing you everywhere. That helps you get a lot more leverage, because you can do one piece that's something that costs you money, like direct mail, and then stack it with other layers that don't cost much money, like a lot of the online stuff, and it helps it be a lot more effective. And the second part of that is to track it. And what I mean by that is, again, you have this plan, you have to make sure that this plan is then implemented. So you want to make sure you're tracking the level of implementation. You know, you plan to send 10 direct mail pieces in 12 weeks, how well did you follow that plan? And then the second thing you want to track is your results, so that if you're doing marketing that works, you want to continue to do it. If it's not working, then you want to, you know, do some split testing and some things to make it work better. So that's one of the things that I do with the clients, is that we help create the marketing plans and the marketing calendars, and then we look at the results, and I help them with the tweaking and the copy and things like that. The second area that you want to, that I help them optimize, is your sales process. And the reason why is because most